In a follow-up to a Facebook Messenger communication, this email has been sent. Subject. Do we have a client-centered understanding? By the way, fix the parking lot in San Bernardino back to the way it was constructed. It is a pain in the ass. 2. Maritza Tona, Exec Director FAP, mtona@fapinfo.org. Date January 25, 2018 at 1:49 p.m. FYI, this email media will have converted to spoken voice text narrative for your ease and consideration of clarity. It is filed in this folder. Dear Ms. Tona, this being exchanged on Facebook Messenger to Futhilades Project. Wednesday, January 24, 2018, 11:01 p.m. This messenger conversation archived, is per notice given to Ms. Tona. 1:14 p.m. For the record, you have seen this content to this point confirmed position status today, Thursday, January 25, 2018 at 7:57 a.m. Is that 7:57 a.m. local time? For what Jennifer said, as far as staff who handles Facebook communications, you are out of the country. USA, are you forwarding these communications to the office of FAP or just kicking the can of read status down the road of life? These are important matters needing address. My very last appointment with Germo took place today. If I do not receive a confirmation in writing reply to the agenda set forth in my case management and care therapy. Thank you. That is what Jennifer directed a voice call conversation to me said. That the staff that was involved in handing the Facebook Messenger communications were out of the country. If that is true, you are outsourcing to non-client-centered levels customer services. Per the United Nations, Enable Rights for Persons with Disabilities page. Skip navigation links sitemap, about us, FAQs. Guiding principles of the convention. There are 8 guiding principles that underlie the convention and each one of its specific articles. A. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. B. Non-discrimination. C. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. G. Equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. A. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. Each person is entitled to make their own choices, and be assisted in doing so when necessary. B. Non-discrimination. Non-discrimination is a fundamental concept of all human rights law and is found in all human rights conventions. Discrimination is impermissible both in direct and indirect forms. For example, it is direct discrimination for an employer to refuse to employ someone on the basis of their disability, provided that person can perform the job with reasonable accommodations provided by the employer. It is indirect discrimination, for example, if during voting for elected officials, accessible ballots are not made available for persons with visual impairments. Society must make reasonable accommodation for persons with disabilities. Failure to provide reasonable accommodation is a form of discrimination. Reasonable accommodation means that adjustments and modifications to the environment should be made, in order to allow persons with disabilities to exercise the same rights and freedoms as others. C. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society. There are different levels on which participation of persons with disabilities is addressed in the convention. 1. Participation is a guiding principle underlying the entire convention and its specific articles. 2. Ensuring the maximum participation in all activities of persons with disabilities is an obligation of the state and of the society. 3. Participation is a right which persons with disabilities have a legal right to claim. Why is participation important? Full participation in all aspects of society is important in order to empower individuals to fulfill their potentials as citizens and contributing members of their communities. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. The concept of accessibility is specifically addressed in Article 9, but it is also a guiding principle of the Convention. This convention marks the first time that accessibility is mentioned in an international human rights instrument, and it is defined within the convention in a highly comprehensive manner. It is not sufficient to only bestow rights to persons, but it is also necessary to ensure that persons can feasibly access and enjoy what is bestowed by these rights. Without access, rights are only theoretical. When thinking of accessibility, one often thinks of providing ramps to buildings for wheelchair users. However, accessibility goes much further than wheelchair ramps. Society must ensure access to things such as roads, public transportation systems, pedestrian signs, public facilities, schools, hospitals and clinics, housing, workplaces, information and communication, websites, telephone systems. When one stops to think about it, one begins to realize how much of society is inaccessible to significant portions of its members. The concept of accessibility as defined in the convention is part of the paradigm shift that the convention represents in the evolution of thinking of development and disability. Top. G. Equality between men and women. Top. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. Top. Why should I and the community as persons with disabilities settle for less than excellence when it comes to the parking lot and the one-way traffic that is blocked in and cannot exit the lot from a driveway that has a fencing shut off? The parking lot is designed and with painted lines to assume one-way directional traffic when you enter, but everyone needs to then watch out overbearing. One day it is going to make a crunch when one car backs up into another. Maybe that would be my car that gets crunched, or it would be me as the driver backing into another car. The persons at fault then become the design of the parking lot is not be utilized and the cost of repair must be supplanted to the responsible party. Fix the parking lot and let us not be lesser of citizens' rights than other normal people have in their parking lots, and then on to my case management. What are you going to do? I deserve a response and remedy for hashtag conspiracy exposterminate sauce-up that is found on the web. And no remedy so far has been placed, forged, into the agenda of client-centered approaches. This is wrong. Thank you. Mr. James M. Driscoll. Client of San Bernardino Futhiel AIDS Project, on my final leg of client care when your organization is provable part of hashtag conspiracy and actually does not care or is the phrase offensive as you might want to be here. You don't give a flying fuck. My language and attitudes here just to what I have been thorough. I am not attempting to offend. I am attempting to define new standards of concern, new standards of care, and new standards of case client-centered, conflict of interest-free case management when you are not listening to me anyway. So why not use the vulgar use, you are not reading me anyway. That my dearest executive director Manit Satona is rather damn right out fucked up human of you. And I won at fuckedupwoman.net to prove that I can indeed use such terms in communications, for that is my right. You right is to accept this standard and move into unity and better living tomorrow's united. But you frankly don't give a flying fuck about it, now do you? I deserve a reply.